Whenever I wasn't much older than 4, maybe 5 at the most, the go-to-school mornings were colder. There was no such thing as a bus. Our mother'd be searching for school bags and combing our hair the wrong way as she buttered our toast and buttoned our coats. Here's what my mother did say: how we all need a hug in the morning and one at the end of the day, as many as possible squeezed in between to keep life's troubles at bay. No matter wherever you ramble, your problems be great or be small, it is my belief that for instant relief, a hug is the best cure of all. I met an old exile in Boston who longed to go back home one day, but he thought no one there would be caring, for he'd been so long away. To stop a teardrop in his coffee, he gave his own whiskers a tug, and he knew that he'd give all he needed to live for a big welcome home again hug. Oh, we all need a hug in the morning and one at the end of the day, and as many as possible squeezed in between to keep life's troubles at bay. No matter wherever you ramble, your problems be great or be small, it is my belief that for instant relief, a hug is the best cure of all. Bring consolation, a phone call can brighten the night. In the midst of great aggravation, they can put at least some things to right. When your heart just feels like it's breaking, your life slipping down past the plug, and you feel like a ghost, the thing you want most, someone to give you a hug. For we all need a hug in the morning and one at the end of the day, and as many as possible squeezed in between to keep life's troubles at bay. No matter wherever you ramble, your problems be great or be small, it is my belief that for instant relief, a hug is the best cure of all. It is my belief that for instant relief, a hug is the best cure of all.